Blog Talk Radio.
He will. He'll make you unstoppable. Trust me, he'll make you unstoppable. Won't he do it?
Listen, the song's crazy. You know, I got an idea, though. Make it a little crazy. Well, you can't stop this yet. You can't stop this yet. Work too hard, my God. I'm going to play my card. I'm going to leave your atmosphere. It's so toxic. And I hear your gossip. I'm going to wear their cotton. But I got no option. And I can't be stopped. I'm going to keep on walking. In my power, in my purpose. And that backbite's so worthless. And my face on and it's working. I'm 101 and I'm certain that I won. The battle is over. We did it. I'm still complete. I'm beating. No limit. Stopping this near Corbin in the pocket. Got the plug in the socket.
They told you that you couldn't do it because you're washed up. Being like them bad girls that you should get your souls up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I won't be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits on the swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop. I don't believe I'm something special. Can't take that from me.
power by the King. He'll do it for you. You know he'll do it. Will he, won't he? Won't he, will he? He wants you to be unstoppable. He don't want anything to hold you back. You're everything the Word of God say you are. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, excited to be in your midst this afternoon, hallelujah, excited because the Word of God is alive. It's a living thing. It's real. How about that one, huh? It's real, brothers and sisters. And you know what? Ain't nothing going to stop it. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away before his word. So, hey, that's where you want to be. You want to be in the Word of God because, hey, you ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot tilt of his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Philippians 2 and verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure.
Say it.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for just the knowledge to know that nothing can stop you, Father God. You are everything that we need. You are there for us when things are going good. You're there for us when things are not going good. Lord, you are unstoppable, Father God. And we want to say thank you, Lord, for all of your many blessings, Father God. We ask that you will bless our pastor as he teaches the word, Father God. Bless them, use them, Holy Ghost, have your way. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against them, try to hinder this word from getting out, Father God. We bind it up, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we plead in the blood of Jesus on our pastor, on the listeners, those that are listening by internet, those that will participate, Father God. Lord, we just thanking you for your word, Father God, as Pastor shared with us, the word is alive and it lives God.
Yes, yes.
All we have to do is accept it, Lord. Lord, help us to do that, Father God. Bless all those that have asked us to keep them in prayer. Renew, know their hearts and their heart's desire, Father God. You know what it is that they need, Father God. So we're praying that your will be done. We ask that you will be with those that are sick and shut in. Your word says, by your stripes, we are healed, Father God. And Lord, bless them, Lord, to have that word in their hearts and their minds, Father God, and stand on it when any type of aches or pains or whatever going on, they have that word, Father God. Be with those who are bereaved, Father God. You said in your word that you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And it tells us that we can have the mind of Christ. So help us to have our minds on you, Father God, even when we are going through our everyday walk of life, Father God. Bless right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we just thanking you for the word that we're about to receive. And Lord, just bless us to open up our hearts, open up our minds, and hear your word, Father God. And then we're able to meditate on that word day and night. So we thanking you, Lord, for this broadcast. We thanking you, Father God, that we can come and learn more of you every day, Father God, and give you praise in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Bell, for that heartfelt prayer. Listen, brothers and sisters, we're talking about limiting God in us. We're limiting God in us. I'm speaking to the whole body of Christ. This is not condemnation, but this is letting you know God had spoke to my spirit this morning. He said we are underperforming. Let me say that again. God is saying we are underperforming. I said, Lord, why? He said, because I want to live in you guys. I want to live. Remember 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things, you may abound to every good work. We're underperforming. We got the tools we need, but we're not using his name like we should. Remember, he said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Hallelujah. We're underperforming. You may not like that, but there's some things you got to start speaking, man. Speak that thing. You're underperforming because of the power. The Bible says the life and death is in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy. You are to speak it. You can speak life or death. As you speak death, remember to start speaking life unto yourself. Hallelujah. You are everything the Bible say. And listen, brother and sister, you're underperforming. We can't live on family stuff. You can't live on past stuff. Y'all may not like this, but the Lord is saying he see us as individual as well as he see us collectively. He want us all to have our own legacy, our own plaque, if you will. And on that, God want us to declare and decree what we are in him. Yeah, we're underperforming. Amen. When you think about what God did for us, how he did it, and we're not speaking up, we got to let the power of God live in us. Christ in you is the hope of glory. We're underperforming. Let loose. I hear the Spirit saying, let it go. Let it go. You began to build your own legacy. That's good you had Pastor McCraney. But God said, don't worry about Pastor McCraney. That's past. I want you to build your own legacy. See, I heard that in my spirit. I thank God for people in my past. Don't get it twisted. But God said, I want you today going forward, I want you to stop underperforming. Man, I thought, wow, what an awesome statement to tell me. I mean, that's awesome to tell me I'm underperforming. You know, when a person is underperforming, usually people get rid of them. When you're underperforming, God get rid of you, man. I mean, you know, now let me be clear. The world get rid of you. God have mercy on you, okay? That's what God does, because the body of Christ is not doing what it should be doing. We should be edifying the church, building up the church. We need to be speaking a word. That's what we need to be doing. We need to be speaking what God says in every situation, man. Yeah, that's what we need to be doing. We need to be saying what the Word of God says. So when the Word of God says something, we need to say, okay, Lord, you're right. We need to do an Ephesians 4. See, God don't have a problem with that. The enemy don't want you to do Ephesians 4. Well, what is that, preacher? Well, I'm glad you asked. Ephesians 4 says that we are to be, even though we are not doing it, we're underperforming. He said that when Jesus had first went into the grave, and then when he came out, he led them captive. Then what did he do? I'm glad you asked. He gave gifts unto man. What did he give them? The Bible says for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for edifying the body of Christ. That's why we have these gifts. Not to brag about, not to say, oh, I'm an apostle, I'm a prophet, I'm an evangelist, I'm teacher. God didn't give you that for that. He gave us the gifts. And the gift is yours once you receive it. So if you walk around here and you have received the gift of whatever, gift of knowledge or prophet or evangelist or whatever, that gift is for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's why you have it. So we're underperforming. So I said, Lord, what shall we do? The Lord said, he's going to have mercy on the body of Christ that they start now. They start now edifying the body of Christ, building the body of Christ up. We worried about how much money they going to give. We worried about if this and gave their tithes last week. The church had worried about the wrong thing. How about us building up the body of Christ, teaching them that they need to stop limiting God in them. You have to stop limiting God. Stop putting limits on God like you do your workers. Stop putting limits on God like you do with people. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Why you stop limiting God in you? First John, I hear him saying it now. I hear him saying over there in 1 John 4:4. And this is not the only scripture. But he says, you are of God, little children. Same thing in God is in you. So he says, you are God's little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. The God of an abundant life is in you. He is no longer with me, but he's in you to do his good will and pleasure. That's what Philippians 2:13 is talking about. For it is God who's working in you. Stop limiting him. Stop confessing what the Word of God is saying. I hear the Spirit saying mercy. That God's mercy is everlasting. You have access. Woo! Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Spirit just told me that you have access granted. I saw something on the TV. It said access granted. That means it's yours now. You can unlock that door, man. You can get up in there. Access granted. This is for an appointed time. The time is now. Right now. This is the appointed time that God wants you to do stuff, the greater works. This is right now. We're underperforming. He said, greater works you shall do because I go to the Father. The power is within you. You have been granted access to what? To his love, to the God kind of love. We have been granted access to the mind of Christ. You have access to use that mind, but you have to allow it to start working in you, blessed God. And if you don't do it, it's because you don't believe. You have to believe. Okay. A believer is a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. See, but you've been, the Bible said, remember, we have received not the spirit of the world. That ain't what's in you. But the spirit which is of God, that ye might know the things that are freely given unto us by God. You have access, man. You have been granted access granted. Hallelujah. Access granted. Period. Let me say that one more time. I want you to go to sleep on me. Stay with me here. Access granted. Hallelujah. You can use his name. You can use his righteousness. You can use his love. You can use his mind. Access is granted. I said, Lord, how is this possible? The Lord said, because my mercy endure forever. Woo, hallelujah. Let me take my time and say this. Do you realize God has granted us mercy? Why do you think the psalmist said, oh, hear ye me, O Lord. Let your mercy endure forever. But as for me, I will come into the house with multitude of mercy. Mercy shall follow you. I'm going to speak directly to somebody. Mercy is following you. Goodness is following you. Psalms 23:6. Look around you. It's mercy there. God got you. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble. I've suffered them that hate me. God said, I've had mercy on you. Now, listen, brother and sister, how mercy works. See, I got to tell you this, man. I got to tell you how mercy works. But first, get a clear understanding of mercy. Let me tell you how it works. In the midst of all this, mercy really is compassion. Who have more love than God? No one. Mercy is just like being merciful. You're kind. You're gentle. God is merciful to us. Not because we just do bad things. No. God is merciful because he wants you to know he granted it to you. He granted you access to this grace. Who all know that? He's granted us access to his grace. So grace will take care of it. It's sufficient. Merciful. Hallelujah. Mercy. God said, you know, I'm having mercy. I'm having compassion. I realize you're underperforming, but you know what? I'm forbearance. I'm going to deal with it. It's like he offered to us the power. The offering to us to deal with it. It's sort of like it's a blessing, really, because it's an act of God's favor. So mercy is big in God's book. He said mercy will be there forever. If you're on your dying bed right now, all you got to do is say, have mercy on me. Remember the thief that was on the cross. One was on the right. And one was on the left. The thief on the left. began to chatter, complain. If you be the Son of God, then why don't you come down and save me and save yourself? But the thief on the right said, does not thou fear God, seeing that we all are in the same condemnation? And then he looked at Jesus and he told Jesus, when, not if, help me, Holy Ghost, but when you come into your kingdom, remember me. Jesus stopped dying, told heaven to stop, told the moon to stop, told the sun to stop. The axle of the earth began to shake and stop. Heavens opened up. Angels stood like at a funeral because they heard the voice of Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. All the thief said is, have mercy on me. I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, mercy will let you have the mind of Christ. I don't care what the enemy say. Mercy says you are the apple of the Father's eye. Mercy said by his stripes, you are healed. Not going to be, you are. And I said this on yesterday or the other day. Listen, brother and sister, stop the nonsense. Well, I don't see it. You ain't supposed to see it. Faith is your substance of what you're hoping for. You're hoping for the healing. So when you speak it, that means you're not going to feel pain. That ain't what that means, man. What that means is you agree with the word of God, that God will have mercy on you. You agree with the word of God that by his stripes you are healed. In other words, you turned loose the devil's hand. As far as me and my house, here's what we're going to do. We're going to serve the Lord. I'm turning the devil stuff loose. See, that's what repentance is as well. But mercy is goodness. So when God having mercy on you, if his grace on you, when God having mercy, whatever it is that you need, you say, well, Lord, look at here. I want you to be in me, and I want to know it. Reproduce yourself in me, because I've been living, short of what you call me. I put limits. I put limits on you. Well, bless God, you're going to stop today. You're going to stop. Yeah. God wants you to be happy. He wants you to know that it's a beautiful thing to have him inside of you. Yeah. Let me tell you one more thing before I quit. God said, you know, he wants us to realize that we are so close to him that we are, he's the vine and we're the branches. That's how close. The vine and branches are together in everything. If a tornado comes, it hit the vine and the branches. But guess what? Mercy stops that. Because the Father is the husband tree. I don't know who I'm talking to. But I want you to know that God said that you're one with him. Don't care what the enemy done said in the past. Because he's the God of all grace, not some of it, all grace. And with that being the case, he is the God of all mercy. He have mercy for you. See, mercy, some people look at mercy as just, well, I'm doing bad, I need help. Listen, brothers and sisters. Stop looking at it negatively. Look at it spiritually. Look at it positively. That, hey, man, this mercy, it'll work for you. it'll work for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, it works for you. If whatever you have a need of, God, you can find favor with God with that. His goodness is there. His understanding is there. His forbearance is there. His kindness is there. God wants you to let him live in you. God wants that for you. Now, I'm not talking religion now. I'm talking about reality. You're getting eternally ready, man. And this is going to be one of the requirements, that when you stand before God, the Bible said you will give an account. Not only of every idle word, but you're going to give an account of every deed that's been done in this body. You're going to have to give an account. So you might well get ready to stand and say, Lord, you know, I let you inside of me. I believe you, Lord. You're the God of an abundant life living in me. Remember Jesus said over there, he come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yeah, he wants us to have this long life. He is no longer with me to convict me. So sin gone. Because God gave me the abundant life. So sin, being sin conscience, is not us. We are righteous conscience. We only think of the spiritual things that God doing for us. We're not thinking about, we're not thinking about just a sinful life. We're too busy praising God for the good stuff. Because we know what he means to say, be an imitator. We're imitator workers now. You know, when somebody being trained, I think they are like, what you call that? When someone is being trained, they're trainees or something like that, an apprentice along those lines. Brothers and sisters, when the Bible said be followers, we're to mimic God. We're in training, man. God ain't finished with you yet. You're still under construction. Because we're underperforming. So God said, I want you to underperform any longer. I want you to take what I've given you. See here, let me show you this. So, because I know somebody said, well, where is that in the Bible? 1 Corinthians 3:9 says, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are of God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. See, you're God's building, man. You are laborers. Laborers are workers. Workers have to overperform, perform, or underperform. So I'm going to ask you where you're at. Are you performing as the word say to perform? Are you loving like God said to love? Are you having mercy like God said to have mercy? Are you doing these things? Are you an overachiever? Are you underachieving? Are you underperforming? Are you overperforming? I want you to let that think. I want you to think about that now. Think about it. I know what it means now to be a follower, a worker. I know what it means to be God's dwelling place. Whew! Well, I just thought about that. That just something went all over me. Because, see, I really wanted to talk about mercy because, you know, God have always had mercy on us. I mean, from the time of God or the Eden, God have mercy all the way through forever. His mercy shall endure forever. And I don't know, I'm going to tell somebody this. If you were dying today, just say, Lord, have mercy. If you make it to the other side and you meet Christ, just say, have mercy. If you can remember that. God have mercy because it's eternal. That don't mean you do what you want to do. No, God forbid that. But I'm telling you, man, God's mercy is everlasting. So wherever you're going to go, there's going to be a booth set up for mercy. Wherever you go, there's going to be a stand, like a lemonade stand, a coffee stand. There's going to be a stand set up for mercy because it's everlasting. So you can go to that mercy place and ask God. Somebody right now, the Lord is telling me, somewhere in your mind, you got to tell God, Lord, have mercy on me. That means you want his favor. It goes way beyond forgiveness. Because, see, I think most people have been taught that's all it means. No, mercy means you get to operate under God's compassion. You're special. You're really special because God found favor in you. God finds that he's going to let you use his mercy. Matter of fact, he have a mercy seat. He got Christ right now seated at the right-hand side. You know, who all know about there used to be a mercy seat in the holiness of holiness before the temple got rent top to bottom? That was a mercy seat. And God would, and the priest would tell the high priest, and the high priest would take blood and sprinkle it on the mercy seat. I won't lose nobody. I'm just trying to tell you, God have always had mercy. Even though your sins, God said, you know what? You won't even remember them no more. Because I'm going to put so much love there, so much mercy there, so much goodness, that you won't even recollect things you've done. Because you're going to be too busy enjoying the goodness. You're going to be too busy enjoying God's grace, his ability that's living in you. And if God has all ability, then you have all ability. Because you're in him and he's in you. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to stop it there. Anyone have any comments, anything they want to share? Press 1. And we'll hear you. Hallelujah. Anyone? Anyone have any comments? Any enlightenment? Hallelujah. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, 1727. Hello, overseer.
Yes, how you doing? I give honor to you and God. I thank you for the word of great of mercy. Thank you for explaining mercy. I understand it, and I also thank you for believing in the word of God and continue to stand on the word of God. Continue doing the great work you're doing. I do appreciate you. God bless you.
Thank you so much, woman of God. I appreciate it. And you continue to stand on the word of God as well. Hallelujah. You're a blessing. Anyone else? Anyone else like to press 1? Hallelujah. Okay. I believe this is Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah. Last 4 numbers, 7300.
I'm just talking and I'm on me. Good morning, everyone. I was just going to say, where would we be without his grace and his mercy? Where would we be? There's a song, "Where Would I Be Without His Grace and His Mercy?" I know I would not be, have a fire on mine if it wasn't for his grace and mercy.
Come on, come on.
It's just so much to be thankful for.
Yes, yes.
Because he don't have to. He don't have to show us grace and mercy, but he do. And I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank
yes.
you for all that you do, from the biggest to the smallest. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And thank you, Pastor Beasley, for sharing the word. Oh, I love it. You make it so clear. I love it. And Pastor Bell, she is so encouraging to me. Oh, man, y'all just don't know.
Yeah.
I love y'all.
Love you too, sir.
Thank you. I mean, God is just so good. He is just so good. They got me doing physical therapy, occupational therapy, and they always want to come at noon, and I'll be missing my word at noon. But I go back and listen. But I'm here today. I got to hear the whole word. I thank God for it. Because it's inspiring. It gives you joy in your heart to hear the word, to open up the Bible and go to the scriptures that you have heard for us. I just thank you, Pastor, for sharing the word with us.
You're welcome. Thank you all. Y'all are encouragement. I just love it when, especially when you and Evangelist sharing, y'all just, I know y'all give me an unction, I guess. I just give me another kick. Just, if for no other reason, I've seen God move in y'all's life. I mean, I lay and cry sometimes because God is so good. And I've seen him work. I've seen him do it, man.
Yeah.
I've seen him do it.
Amen.
I've seen him heal people. I know what he can do. I ain't planning on stopping. I'm going to continue on. Because that's the kind of God we're serving. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anyone else?
Amen. Well, Pastor, I wanted to read Psalms 23 and verse 6. From the King James, also from the New Living, also from the Message Bible, says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. From the New Living, it says, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Talk about the mercy of God. And then we go to Psalms 23:6 from the Message Bible. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. Amen, amen. Isn't that beautiful? His goodness, his love just shower down on us. So I just thank God. Thank God for making it plain. Every translation, you will see that God's goodness, God's mercy, God's grace is unfailing and is there for us. All we got to do is receive it.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for his word. Thank God for Pastor as he teaches this word. It's a mighty word. All we got to do is open up our hearts, open up our minds to receive what God has for us. Amen. That's one of them benefits. Has to share with us. Yes, yes indeed. That's the benefit of being a child of God and seeing this in the spiritual realm as well as physical as we're looking at it. It's right there before us. Amen.
Hallelujah. And let me share this to everybody. You know, as in any message, as in any word, you should pray and ask God to confirm it for you.
Yeah.
You know, because it could be a prophetic word. You want to affirm and confirm. Lord, thank you for that word. And then sometimes it's instantly, you know it came from God. Sometimes you know that, hey, man, that's for me. You know, when I first saw goodness and mercy, the first time God showed me that, man, I just started praising God. Because, see, I never knew goodness came before mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave me the revelation of that. See, goodness have to be there. Love have to be there to activate mercy. Because mercy become an act of something. You act on it. You do it. But goodness is something you possess. So he says, surely, it's a guarantee. Now, if you look up the word surely, you'll see it's a guarantee that goodness is going to follow you. Now, I know somebody probably looking back right now, wondering, where is it? Well, it's following you spiritually. It's following you. I don't care where you go. You can go in the worst neighborhood. You better know that goodness is there. And mercy is following. God's going to make sure there's a way of escape. God's going to have angels there. That's why I know goodness is there. Because he got angels there to protect you. God's goodness is there because he's going to work all things together for your good. See, that's where mercy kicks in. When you understand mercy in the terms that mercy is when someone is merciful.
Yeah.
If you understand mercy as somebody being kind, that's kindness. But once you understand that goodness comes before, goodness, usher. Let me say that one more time. Goodness, usher, mercy there in for you. That's, see, God's goodness is so, it's in him, so mercy have no problem going and handling it for you. So when, by the time you done said, have mercy, God already got it, got angels on the job for you. It's already been taken care of because goodness got there before mercy did. Woo! Preacher, I'm trying to do the best I can. I want y'all to understand this, man. God's goodness is there. His mercy endure forever. So it doesn't matter. Doesn't really matter. That's why I say God have, and I got to say it because the Spirit told me to say it earlier, and so I'm going to say it again. God said access is granted. Do you know what that really says? I won't talk on it today, but when he says access is granted, it's like taking a bunch of children and telling them, go into Toys of Us.
Right now.
Y'all didn't get that yet. It went over somebody's head, but let me throw you to you. Here's what mercy is. See, it's access being granted. Go into Walmart and have two buggies. Anything you want, go through there and get it and come on back. That means you gain access. They had Black Friday, whatever. And only a few folks could get that free TV, free this. But if you won the first 10, access is granted. Boom, they went right for that TV. Right for that $5 TV that you could buy for $100. Access granted. God saying, I've spread the table for you. Whatever you need, access is granted. Now, if you don't believe it's in the book of Revelation, you know I got paper for you. You know I got paper for you. Access granted. Grace is granted. Understanding is granted. And let me tell you something else, too. I don't know. The Lord just spoke this word in my spirit. You're going to have to start showing the enemy mercy because it makes you a better person. It let them see the God in you because they wondering, why, how you do that? I was talking to the pastor, the overseer, and she made mention it. Pro wonder. How you still just keep on, you do good. I think Mary said, it's a God in me. That's a God in you. That when people that slapped you, you turn the other cheek. When people did you wrong, you still go along with them a little longer. How long? Well, see, when kindness is there, you do it another time. You do it another time. I told my daughter this morning, I said, don't worry, I just keep on doing what you're supposed to. Do you. Now, if it ain't in you, you can't do you. But if it's in you, do you.
Mm-hmm.
If kindness is there, do it. Being you pitiful, do it. If it means being pity, you know, towards certain people, do it. That's what's in you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But okay. Thank you all so much. Anybody else have anything else? Because I get on here and I'll just, man, I tell you, when I think about God's mercy and what's encompassed that, what's in that, stuff you don't even see. Just like I've been wanting to cook a cake the last several days. I've had the stuff laid out. But see, it's a lot of stuff you won't even see. You may be able to taste it, but you won't see the salt that I'm going to put in there. You won't see the baking powder. You may not see the flavor, even though you'll taste it, but you won't see it. You won't see it.
Amen.
And whatever other ingredients, you won't even know what kind of cake flour I use. But let me tell you this. Yeah. When you bite into it, you will know what's up in there. Well, see, it's a lot of hidden stuff in God's mercy. Woo, preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. See, there's a lot of hidden stuff in God's mercy. How much he really care for you. How much he really, I mean, really, really care for you. People who tried to dog you out, God have kept them from you. People who tried to do stuff to you, you don't even, it's hidden stuff. You don't realize the benefit that God got for you just because you've been chosen. He chose you. And folks mad at that. You know, God, when folks see you blessed, they see you doing good, they see you ain't asking nobody for nothing, folks wonder about you. They'll set traps for you. They'll wonder, well, why ain't God doing me like he doing you? Listen, that's some of the hidden ingredient. God's having mercy. And then you need to recognize, hey, it's just the mercy of God. You don't even have to put it on nothing else. Just say, it's the mercy of God. Because you know it's his favor. You know it's his love. You know it's his goodwill toward you. And I'm going to tell y'all one more thing, and I'm going to let it go and let somebody have something to say. God told me, he said, because I'm soft toward you. Woo! Hallelujah. I heard him say that. God said, I'm soft toward you. Do you know what it means when somebody's soft toward you? Anybody ever been their daddy's favorite child, their mama's favorite child? I mean, for some reason, see, and God showed me this because when I was young, My mama would be in the kitchen, she'd be cooking, and I'd be in there washing dishes. I said, Mama, can I have that pot? She said, yeah, boy, go ahead on. And them other kids, they wonder why Mama was so soft toward me. I'm the only one could get food before it got done. I'm the only one could lick the bowl. I know I'm talking to somebody. See, when you start seeing God in action like that, you know God's soft toward you. God said, yeah, I'm soft toward you. I've been soft toward you since you were small. It was me who told your mama to give you that spoon so you can lick the cake mix off the spoon. Where everybody else was wondering, God said, it was me moving that. I'm soft toward you. Anytime you asked me for something, even if you didn't need it, God said, I went on and gave you that candy bar. No, you didn't really. Now I went on and gave it to you. That was stuff you asked me for. I went on and gave it to you. I'm soft toward you. See, that's what God's mercy is. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm done. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Anyone else?
God.
Hallelujah. Who was it? That Brother Robinson? Who? Hello? No. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Okay. If not, we'll see you all on tomorrow for Thankful Thursday. Get you a scripture, something you're really thankful for. And we'll see you all on tomorrow for